Israeli officials say the 3 weeks of war with Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon have cost the Israeli economy an estimated $650 million. The Israeli economy is still in good shape, and economists say that as long as the war ends soon, the overall damage will not be lasting. At the same time, certain sectors like tourism have been hit hard. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
10 years ago, Susie and Mitch Pilzer opened Sipori Village, 5 guest houses with jacuzzis in the Lower Galilee near the Christian Arab town of Nazareth.
Very beautiful. Fig trees, pomegranates, olives, grapes, wheat, barley. It's all here. It's an incredibly beautiful place. We have big, huge skies and lots of space.
July and August are their high season, accounting for about half their annual income. Susie says they're usually fully booked.
It's quite happy during the month of August. It's very busy and lots of kids, and now it's completely empty.
The Israeli government has promised to compensate residents of northern Israel for lost work days and damage to their businesses. But Susie says getting compensation will be a bureaucratic nightmare and probably won't even cover their operating costs. Her husband, Mitch, has spent the past 2 weeks on Israel's border with Lebanon doing Army Reserve duty. Susie says she hopes the Army will at least cover the costs of his gas back and forth. Northern Israel has been hit hard by the war. About a third of the 1 million residents of the area have fled to relatives or hotels further south. Businesses have closed. Israel's third-largest city of Haifa has been essentially shut down for most of the past 3 weeks because of intermittent Hezbollah rocket fire. Bank of Israel Governor Stanley Fisher, formerly a senior official at the International Monetary Fund, told a news conference that the war is costing the Israeli economy about $220 million a week. He said if it continues for a month, Israel's gross domestic product will decrease by 0.7 to 0.9%. Growth is still estimated to be close to 5% this year, as it was last year. That followed several years of recession. But Fisher said if the war continues much past next week, the economic costs will begin to rise. The call-up of 30,000 reserve troops will also have a negative economic effect.
It, of course, is affecting the quality of life in northern Israel. Those who suffered from the rockets and the suspension of most economic activity in the north. But if the fighting ends in a week or two, the government might not have to raise taxes.
Fisher's warning of a possible tax hike raised more than a few eyebrows here. Middle and upper class Israelis already pay about 60% of their salaries in taxes. For the moment, the war is scarcely felt outside northern Israel. In Tel Aviv, beaches and restaurants are packed. Tel Aviv is Israel's financial capital, and perhaps because it's so far from the fighting, both the stock market and the shekel-dollar exchange rate have already regained the losses they suffered in the first week of fighting. David Rosenberg, a commentator on economics, says psychological attitudes have a lot to do with it.
At this stage, and that has both a psychological impact and an economic impact, every indication is that the public is behind what Olmert is doing. He has the financial and the psychological wherewithal to fight the war to its conclusion, which wasn't necessarily obvious in earlier confrontations in Lebanon.
Rosenberg says that so far, foreign investment has not been harmed. He says the international business community believes the war will end soon and the Israeli economy will rebound. But if the conflict drags on, both foreign investment and Israeli consumer confidence could drop, and then the economic damage will be much greater. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.